This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Ron McGill going to join us in just a minute here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. ESPN Radio has you covered for bowl game action. Tune in tonight for the RoofClaim.com Boca Raton Bowl presented by Merrill. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
So Ron McGill is with us now, and if you want to talk to the animal doctor, the telephone number is 786-456-4837. Is this our final Ron McGill show? Good Lord, we're getting nostalgic. Is this the final Ron McGill show for ESPN Radio across many? Well, let me get nostalgic here for a moment then. I didn't realize that. We've got our last Ron McGill show right now. If you want to talk to Ron McGill on ESPN Radio for the last time, 786-456-4837. Now, across many years here, across – Ron, how long have we been doing this with you?
I don't know, about 7, 8 years, something like that.
Okay, we'll get – I think it's longer than that. I feel
it
like
it could
it's,
be longer than that. I'm old, so I've lost track of time. But it's been at least 7, 8 years.
No, I think it's more than that. It was before we got to ESPN. You've only been doing it at ESPN for 7 or 8 years. You were with us for many years before that. Hold on. Before we get nostalgic here with Ron McGill, let's just go out here to Christine Lisi real quick and her kazoos.
And finally, coffee can lower your risk of tooth decay. Speaking of decaying, happy Greg Cody Tuesday.
There it is. Yes, happy Greg Cody Tuesday. There's a lot of nostalgia in today's show. We're saying goodbye to Greg Cody Tuesdays on ESPN Radio. Maybe or maybe not the useless sound montage. That means back in my day on ESPN Radio is gone. And if you've been following this throughout, you know that the weirdest thing that we did at the beginning with the ESPN when they wanted us to do more sports, and the thing that we got the most pressure on was this segment, was why the animal segment. Don't come on. Why are we talking about animals? It's dumb. It's not sports. And after all these years, here we are with Ron McGill at the end, and SportsCenter has used him to declare mascot fights. And, you know, he is someone who's been on Good Morning America, and he's made it, to the Sábado Gigante before he was even on with us. So it's been exciting to grow this thing with Ron McGill. And if you want to talk to him one last time, 786-456-4837 is the telephone number. Now, Roy, let's start with you before we take some calls. What do you have for Ron McGill today?
Ron, I've seen many videos of people who have tamed wild animals, like lions, and they are just rubbing them like, you know, like the dogs. What does it take to tame a wild animal, and why haven't these animals turned on these people?
Well, a lot of those cases, you might ask the question, why haven't these animals turned on these people yet, okay? Because more often than not, it usually is the end result. Bottom line is these animals are raised with people. They look at people not as a threat. Many people are very lucky. They can go through their lives without having any serious injuries. But I can tell you that anybody who treats a lion like a dog is, manufacturing a recipe for disaster. And even the people who do this, I mean, you know, Kevin Richardson, really well known for interacting with lions and hyenas out in South Africa, will be the first to tell you he's probably going to die that way.
Wow, that took a dark turn there, where you just sort of dismounted the thought there.
I'm trying to be honest with you guys. Is that these animals? Is that old saying? You can take an animal out of the wild, you can never take the wild out of the animal. Taming an animal and domesticating an animal are two totally different things. You may tame an animal temporarily, but as soon as an animal has an attitude or has a problem or gets angry, somebody's going to feel the wrath of that animal, and it could be devastating.
Well, how does one train a lion? How does one do that?
I'm not going to give a course on training a lion on ESPN Radio, but basically it's just a matter of setting up a protocol, trying to establish yourself as the hierarchy part of that. You know, lions are social animals. You've got to be the alpha male. And you have to know how to work around these animals. You have to know the certain body positions, certain postures, certain nose, certain smells that, you know, might set an animal off. And that's all trial and error. That's tremendous amounts of experience. And anybody who's trained these animals for any length of time, I can guarantee every one of them has been injured one way or another.
Have you ever had a bad interaction with a lion? You've told us all sorts of stories before.
No, I've never got into a situation where there's no barrier between me and an adult lion. I've been with, you know, juvenile lions, sub-adult lions. I've been slapped at a couple of times. I've gotten scratched a couple of times. I've gotten some bites, but nothing like I want to kill you type of stuff. And now at my age, I would never go in with an animal like that at all.
Chris, what do you have for Ron McGill of Zoo Miami?
Ron, a zookeeper has drawn the short straw when they have to clean this animal exhibit.
It depends on what you're looking at. I mean, if it's just physical work, it's going to be an elephant exhibit. When you think about it, an elephant can defecate 300 pounds of feces in one day, each elephant. That's a tremendous amount of work. There's a tremendous amount of weight. It's the wheelbarrows going up the ramps. It's a smell. You know, most elephant keepers, you know they're elephant keepers when they come home because it's a smell that permeates through the body. Even though I don't find it that offensive, a lot of people do. But that's the hardest work. But if you're talking about, you know, just sliming and stuff, gosh, you know, when you got to clean the flamingo pond or the penguins, a lot of these birds that feed on fish, oh, my gosh, any fish-eating animal, it's just the smell is just hellacious. It's horrible. So, you go to any penguin exhibit at any zoo, and you'll be hard-pressed not to really be hit by the smell, no matter how clean and how wonderful the filtration system is.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Are you surprised to learn that the penguin exhibit smells worse than the elephant poop exhibit? Mike, what do you have?
By far.
Mike, what do you have for Ron McGill?
Ron, I've been reading about the Tsavo man-eaters. They were sort of fictionalized,
right,
and super sensationalized in Ghosts in the Darkness. And I'm wondering if lions can truly develop a taste for human flesh.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. It's not necessarily a taste for human flesh. It's a taste for easy opportunity. Those lions found out that this was easy prey. Remember, animals don't look at things saying, I hate you, so I'm going to kill you over anything else. They look at you and say, well, you're easy. I can get you with minimum amount of energy, and you provide a protein for me. They don't look at it like, you know, it's a human being. It's disgusting. It's protein for them. So human beings, once they understand, that's why you have the same issue with tigers in India. Once a tiger becomes a man killer, those tigers unfortunately have to be either removed from the area or they have to be taken out. They have to be euthanized because they have learned that this is easy prey. It's a lot easier to catch a human than it is to catch an axis deer.
Vince, you're on with Ron McGill of Zoo Miami. Go ahead, Vince.
Hey, Ron, I'm the guy that brought you fanged hummingbirds versus fanged giraffes. Would you rather be bit in the crotch by a Humboldt squid or a bullet ant? Are cephalopods underrated or pachyderms overrated? Why do dogs do that super cute head tilt thing when they look at you?
All right,
do
come on. All right, get out of here. Get out of here.
What's the best song with the animal?
Get out of here. Get out. Leave us alone. Answer whatever you heard there. It was too much.
Well, I wouldn't want to be hit in the crotch by a bullet ant at all because I was hit in the hand by a bullet ant and it felt like somebody hit me with a hammer that had been kept in an iron fire for so long. But having said that, the squid, if you've ever seen the beak on a cephalopod on these squids or octopus, I mean, it's not going to bite you. It's just going to castrate you. So, one or the other, six, one half dozen the other. I mean,
a bullet ant and castration are two different things. Like, it can be horrible, but a fiery hammer is not as bad as castration.
Well, I don't know, Dan.
All right, put it on the poll, Guillermo. Is a fiery hammer to the crotch worse than castration? Yes,
the fiery hammer to the crotch, understand, that's going to be ongoing. It's like he keeps hitting it with the hammer. Bam, bam. The sting is not just that boom that one time and it's over. No, that's it keeps on going, and it gets worse for hours. Sometimes that might be just better just to cut him off and just go.
Oh, for the love of God.
I was going to say that. I'm with Ron. I think it might be better just to cut him off.
Oh, wait, okay. That's enough.
Amputation. Let's just to save the pain.
All right, let's just end the segment there symbolically with Ron McGill. You just heard the argument break out. Whether you'd prefer to be castrated or just have a throbbing pain from a fiery hammer in your crotch. Let's end
over and over again.
Yeah, as you mentioned that. Thank you. Let's end that segment.
It sounds like the worst thing ever.
Well, castration sounds like the worst thing ever is what I'm arguing. Castration sounds worse than a couple of hours of throbbing pain. Yes. Come on. Mike, which way do you vote? Which way would you prefer to be castrated or a fiery hammer to the loins for 2 hours?
Fiery loin.
Me too.
Yes, me too. How about you, Tony? Which way do you vote?
Fiery loins.
Fiery loins as well. Roy, what's your vote?
My loin is on fire.
Okay, loin's on fire.
Well, because you guys are young. See, I've already been through that phase. I'm older.
Oh, wow, so really? Is this an age question? All right, Greg Cody.
It's an age question because, you guys haven't really sowed all your oats yet.
All right, Greg Cody then, who has sowed all the oats. All the oats have been sowed. They've been regurgitated. I don't even want to be thinking about more oats being sowed. Would you prefer to just lose it and become a eunuch or fiery throbbing pain from a hammer for 2 hours?
Castrating it.
What's the video? I've got no use for this old thing anymore. Ron McGill,
okay,
what is the video? What is
this is a video of just weird, ugly animals. but there's no sound telling what they are. Well, the first one is that's called a blobfish. A lot of times they call it the Jimmy Durante fish. It's against its nose. Oh, and the next animal is a slider. It's just a turtle. It's called a slider. I don't know what's funny about that, but it's a
No, it's the Jimmy Durante fish. That's what's funny. Yeah,
the Jimmy Durante fish. Then you got the slider. Then you got a waxy monkey frog. Oh, and now you got the aye-aye. The aye-aye. This is a really neat animal. It looks like something out of Star Wars. Has a neat little finger. It looks like Yoda. Oh, and then you have the peacock spider. That is one of the greatest spiders ever. Google peacock spider and look at the courtship of this spider. It's absolutely phenomenal. Oh, then we have an octopus. I mean, what's so funny about an octopus? I don't understand this thing. It's supposed to be strange, funny animals. And the blue-footed booby. It's a great thing. Galapagos Islands. You go to the Galapagos Islands, they have all the booby pictures, and they go, I love boobies. It's really fun. You know, it's one of those kind of
Okay, so there it is. And the segment ends with a fireworks show. Of
and then you have the Kirk's Dick Dick. That's actually a real name. The Kirk's Dick Dick is a little antelope.
For the love of God.
Kirk's Dick Dick. I'm not making that up.
All right.
Well, let's end on that. Kirk's Dick Dick. And on that. Da-da-da-da-da.
Ponte los patines. Time for some math.
I thought it was going to end with booby pics, but nope. He escalated it. We can't harness the old guys today. They're playing near the edge. The castrated eunuchs, McGill and Cody.
They're letting it fly, Dan.
What's left of it. Literally, letting it fly into a garbage can.
Don Levitard.
I have to have a testicular ultrasound. How does this work? What do I have to do with whom? Into the room walks a bear of a man. He's been dealing with testicles for damn near 3 decades. I'm terrified.
Stugatz!
I have to get on my back, throw my legs up in the air. No. Where's my left hand go? Yeah, I need to cup my package. I'm saying to myself as I'm doing this, it can't get worse than this. He looks me straight in the eye for the first time. We're about to get started. And he says, I am such a big fan of your TV and radio shows. Dude, that's the time you choose to tell me that.
But you're laughing?
I am laughing. I'm also mystified. I'm vulnerable. I'm still scared.
It sounds like he had a ball.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, small business protection for more than vehicles with insurance expertise to keep your company moving forward. More at progressivecommercial.com. We'll get to conversational in just a second. But Dan, it is time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
Well, we've got a lot to get to, Stugatz, and not enough show to do it, okay? This is the end of the road for us here at ESPN. We've got segments left, not shows, plural. We've got segments left. We've got what remains of today's show on terrestrial radio on ESPN, and then we've got January 4th, and that's it for us here. So, Billy is saying we've got our final celebrity prognosticator on ESPN. So what happened here, Billy? Because Magnus for Magnuson has joined the chat, and I need to talk to him about the pressing question from last segment, castration or getting a fiery hammer to the nether region for 2 hours or 3 hours, because he's a man's man, and he's the perfect person to answer this question. He told us yesterday he was a bit of a ladies' man before he found old green eyes, and so he is a man's man. He will answer this question. We will get a verdict, and we will find out whether this is age-specific. As Cody says, he doesn't need a BP anymore and is fine walking the rest of his days as a eunuch. So we will get an answer to this briefly. But the celebrity prognosticator, Billy, who is it? What can you tell us about it? Are you excited about it? I can't believe we're doing it. I think Colin Cowherd said, if we stopped right now, we will have won. It'd be over. Colin Cowherd says he's not even making picks this week, correct?
He said that he's not making picks, but he'll put out picks and they count, which whatever that means. I don't know what that means because it sounds like you're making picks, Colin. So we're
it
not
means
back
if he
down.
Wins, they count. If they don't, they don't count, okay?
So
big surprise next, Dan, on Zoom.
Okay.
Who the celebrity prognosticator is going to be. And I can tell you who it's not. Dick Cody, because that was the plan. And then I found out at 7:30 in the morning, he couldn't do it because today's golf day.
Yeah, the Codys are useless that way. Uncle Dick does not care that I rescued his nephew. None of that matters. The Codys just not helpful to us in terms of doing a radio show. And yet entitled. Thinks he deserves a goodbye show and all the clicks from all the exclusives. Anyway, in our next incarnation, which will not be on ESPN Plus, ESPN Television, ESPN Radio, We are flying solo. We are at the end of a cliff and we are jumping. We do not have a deal. We do not know where this ends up. This is us taking the journey with you. If you want, whatever it is we're giving you, if it's Magnus for Magnuson continuing with us after January 4th, Lebatard and Friends is where you have to go and get it. It's just going to be a podcast. It's just going to be a pirate ship for a little while until we figure out where we're going to end up. So find South Beach Sessions, Lebatard and Friends, Mystery Crate, wherever it is that your devices check in on these things. Make sure that you have them because we're going to disappear after January 4th.
Well, two things. Is Magnus coming with us? And Magnus, are you okay? I just heard, I don't know what that sound was, but did you pull something?
What happened, Magnus?
I'm all right. Just a little cough.
Okay.
But don't worry, it's not COVID, you know, because I've actually gone through 14 COVID tests already in just about 6 weeks.
COVID is afraid of you, right? COVID, you don't get COVID.
Yeah.
You don't get COVID. COVID gets Magnus for Magnuson. Yeah, okay, he likes that one. So tell us the answer to the question, please, Magnus. We were talking, we've got a zookeeper. He's a modern-day Tarzan. He talks to the animals. He's six foot six. He's had accidents with animals, and he was telling us that the bullet ant, if it hits you, it throbs and is a terrible, terrible pain. And so we were asking which would be worse, and he didn't know. Castration, just castration, or a bullet ant hitting you in the nether regions in a way that makes that area hurt for many hours, throbbing and hurting for a long time. It's not a temporary pain.
I would pretty much say the number one.
So that's worse or better? Which one? You're choosing? You have to choose between the two. The world's strongest man.
I'll choose number one.
Oh, my God. That is
no. I'd rather, you know, not get that done. I'd rather have the bullet.
Okay, I asked the question poorly. He'd rather have the fiery crotch, Stugatz. We were shocked by that for a second.
That is Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Don Lebatard.
What's the big deal?
Shut up.
Stugatz.
I'm not a journalist. I'm a gas bag.
This is the Don Lebatard Show on ESPN Radio.
All guests on the Dan Lebatard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. We'll have our celebrity prognosticator coming up in just a minute here. 30 for 30 podcast presents March 11th, 2020, a standalone audio documentary that tells the story of the day the NBA shut down and the pandemic became real for many Americans, as told by those who lived the events of that day and built entirely with exclusive interviews, including Rudy Gobert and Dr. Anthony Fauci. March 11th, 2020, will tell the story of a day that started in one reality and ended in a new one. 30 for 30 podcast presents March 11th, 2020. Subscribe and listen now wherever you get your podcast.
All right, so we have a lot of things to do here and very little time to do them. Billy, before we get to Christine Lisa, you've got a sinister grin on your face because the celebrity prognosticator has not been revealed in the Zoom. I don't know if the celebrity prognosticator can see us right now. I don't know if the celebrity prognosticator is confused saying, is that Magnus Ver Magnuson, the world's strongest man, in their Zoom? And the answer, celebrity prognosticator, is yes, that is Magnus Ver Magnuson, the world's strongest man. Before I get to Billy and Christine, though, Magnus, because you've been so kind to us during the pandemic, can I just ask you, please, what you need to promote so that the people out there can support how nice you've been to us, bringing them through a horrible time here in America, coming on with us every day for no good reason?
Well, one of the things that I've been involved with one of my friends is we developed a Strongman for Disabled People. And we've done the World's Strongest Disabled Man for years. Now, of course, this pandemic has changed everything. And, you know, we've postponed, we've done this. But finally, we are putting together the World's Strongest Man Disabled Man Challenge on the 27th of December, virtually. So we'll have, you know, a place in Iceland with a few athletes, a UK with a few athletes, Sweden, Australia, you know, USA. And we'll take that old film all that, but it's going to be kind of online, film it all and make an episode out of it like it would have been just everything done in one place.
Okay, so how can we help you? How can our listeners help you? How can we support what it is you're doing here before we bring in the celebrity prognosticator and the kazoos? Well,
my thing is, you know, if anybody knows of a disabled athlete or strongman in any way, please sponsor them.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Magnus. Please believe in the things. Magnus, do you know who has appeared here in the Zoom chat? Do you recognize that face? One world's strongest man must recognize another. I know the Nature Boy knows who he's in the Zoom with. I know Ric Flair knows. That is, who's the world's strongest man on this Zoom call? Is it the Nature Boy or is it Magnus for Magnuson, Nate?
I don't know. You know, a couple of years ago, I might have tried him.
Magnus, do you know who that is? Are you familiar with American wrestling?
I totaled 1560 back in 1971.
Hold on a second, Rick. Hold on. Magnus, do you know who Ric Flair is? Are you familiar with American wrestling?
Yes, I am. Oh. Unfortunately, I didn't get the chance to join that. I would have loved to.
Oh, Sophia, we lost it. They're gone.
Yeah.
No, we're still here, Rick. This is us on the Zoom. No, we're here. Just turn down his microphone for a second because this is not the height of entertainment. This is technological issues. Hold on a second. We're going to get Rick. You are on air, so be careful with anything you say, thinking you're not on air. Mike, why is your head in your hands? Because we have executed this in our special way. Oh, here we go. All right.
That's why, Dan.
Okay. All right, Magnus, hold on a second. Stay right there. Hold on, Rick. Rick, hold on, Nature. Man. Hold on, Nature Boy. Hold on. Give me the kazoos, Roy.
All right. Hey, guys.
And finally, Australian koalas are in danger of extinction because over half of them have chlamydia. Speaking of chlamydia, Craig Cody Tuesday.
No, jeez. Good Lord, Christine. All right, hold on, Christine. You stay over there. We've got chaos here. Magnus, hold on a second. We've got Ron. Oh, Ron. I'm yelling at Ron McGill. Please, Nate, just hold on a second, okay? Don't say anything inappropriate, okay? Magnus, you never got into wrestling, but tell me what you know about the Nature Boy Ric Flair before we throw to his celebrity prognostications. We need you, Nate. It's the last part of the season. We need you to win and take out Colin Cowherd here. Magnus, what do you know about Ric Flair in American wrestling?
I know he's a star in it, and actually I've watched some of the fights and stuff that he was in, and he was really entertaining.
All right, there you
go. Thank
you. Yes, and you, of course, Rick, because you love ESPN, you must have loved those World's Strongest Man competitions back in the day.
Yeah. My roommate and one of my best friends, Ken Patera, competed in them.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Ken Patera is older than you are, obviously, but when Ken was training in Charlotte, so after the 72 Olympics, this is like 76, we had a minivan that we built. We had a harness made for him, and he would pull the minivan up about literally a city block five times while he was training for it. But Ken is the first guy to ever press 500 pounds overhead.
Oh, but
he was a strong guy for sure.
Yeah, if he'd had the same vitamins available to the Russians, he'd have walked away with it.
Okay, wait a minute. I think that's a reckless accusation there being made against the Russians.
Damn,
by
how
Rick
about
Flair.
There's a couple of strongmen cutting it up.
Magnus, you know, Patera, you're stronger than Patera. Rick can say whatever he wants. Patera wasn't World's Strongest Man four times, runner-up twice.
Nope.
No, but Patera won a bronze medal.
Yeah. Well, you know, he was doing good. I've watched most of these old competitions.
Yeah.
And this was like in the beginning of World's Strongest Man. And, today some of these events they were doing, like, you know, the wrist rolling and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, we wouldn't do in the modern contests. And one thing with this sport is just gone, you know, grown so much, and the weights have just gone ridiculous.
Yeah. No, I have seen you perform, and trust me, I have nothing but respect for you.
Rick, I'm sorry. Magnus is telling you flatly that your friend Patera was nothing compared to him, that he did those wrist exercises.
Read the room, Rick.
Just, let's go, Rick. Magnus is telling you it's a nice story with Patera, but he's not Magnus for Magnuson. Have some respect, Flair.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, listen. once again, that medal from the Olympic Games says it all.
That's a bronze medal. Magnus,
it isn't the gold, doesn't count.
Magnus poops bronze medal. All right,
How about 4 golds at the Pan American Games?
That's still not.
How about making the Olympic team in 2 sports, weightlifting and track and field?
You know, it's pretty awesome, and he was a hell of an athlete.
All right, let's pick games.
First time I met him, he was drinking a double vodka.
And now it is time for celebrity.
Oh, imagine what he would have done if he wouldn't have done that.
Nature Boy, Vikings at Saints. Saints minus 7. Who you got?
Saints minus 7. Who are they playing?
The Vikings. The Vikings are going to the Saints. Saints minus 7.
I'm taking the Saints.
Dolphins at Raiders. Raiders plus 3 at home. Who you got?
Dolphins.
Colts at Steelers. Steelers plus 1.5 at home. Who you got?
Right now I'm taking the Colts.
Titans at Packers. Packers minus 3. Who you got?
I'm going to go for Kevin Green's sake. The Packers and Aaron Rodgers.
Bills at Patriots. Again, the line's provided by Caesars William Hill. Bills at Patriots.
The Bills and Josh Allen all day long.
Doesn't even need a point spread. All right, Nate, good seeing you. It was good seeing your smiling face. That's it.
What?
That's it. All right, hold on.
What?
Hold on. Join us.
Nate,
forget about the world's strongest man. You have the greatest wrestler who ever lived on your show.
Exactly.
All right. All right. Stay there. Maybe it'll be more Ric Flair and more Magnus for Magnuson. Stop yelling at us. Stop yelling at us.
Wow, that was a bad segment.
I'm trying to get you a rating, damn it.
Walmart.
We love both of you. We love both of you.
Limited ride and jet flying. Tell all the women of Miami, none of them could be first, but in your case, multitudes of them could be next. Woo! Annie.
All right, we're still on air, guys, and I got to read a commercial, so I need everyone. The shortest guy in the show needs to tell the two short guys to shut the hell up, okay?
Don Levitard.
That bear was not on Hal's deck. Excuse me. I was going to say desk. I meant deck. I botched it. Terrible. $2. Penalty box, 2 minutes. See ya. Home for the day. Walk to the ocean. What do you want me to do? Super Bowl week, Dan. I didn't ask for any of this. And I have no money. Aqua?
Stugatz.
Walk to the ocean.
What?
Walk to the ocean.
I really have no money.
Get out of here. I'll do the show without you.
I don't like.
This is the Dan Levitard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. We go from magical to what's for lunch. It's brought to you by HelloFresh. Get a total of $80 off using code Dan at HelloFresh.com.
All right, hurry up. Hurry up and do this so I can get back to revisiting what just happened because I'm lightheaded. Hurry up and do this lunch segment.
Chicken cutlet, melted cheese. I'll have HelloFresh for dinner tonight, but today for lunch. Chicken cutlet, melted cheddar, lettuce on a seeded bun with extra mayo. Mike, what are you having for lunch today?
Zinc.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. That is zinc for lunch because Mike is at home. He does not have the coronavirus, but the show has been blown apart here on its last day before the last day by the virus because Stugatz is home. Roy is here. Mike is from home. We've done the contact tracing. Hopefully on January 4th, we are all healthy and can actually come on the radio and do our last show. We're hoping for that. But first, let's just revisit what just happened because I just can't believe it. I can't believe it on a couple of fronts. One, what Stugatz said, just a couple of strongmen cutting it up. But also, Magnus is not here for Ric Flair's Ken Patera stories. Like, I love that Magnus is the world's strongest man and knows it and tells you that he knows it and will tell Ric Flair, too, get out of here with your Ken Patera bronze medalist. Like, he has got no issue with, I'm the world's strongest man, not anyone in your world, artist, performer guy.
Win a gold, because you and I would hang on to those Ken Patera stories forever. I mean, Flair could tell them forever, and you and I would be engaged forever.
Magnus had no time for that. Mike, you were walking around the room scared because you saw them fighting, right? You saw they were insulting each other, and I need more of that in my life.
The Nature Boy's a headliner, and he's not here to play second fiddle to the world's strongest man.
That was great.
That's exactly what happened there. He didn't understand how Nature Boy just had to fit in some tight window. He's a showman. He comes in with his robe and he's like, why don't I have 15 free minutes? Why do I have to share a stage with this oaf?
Ric Flair is all those things, but he also thought he was off the air in the middle of it, which was funny.
Right. He did not know that. I love, Mike, you've noticed this because Ric Flair is about Greg Cody's age. He's older. What chance does he have with the Zoom?
I'm so happy Sophie fixed it.
Ric Flair is all those things. He's also your dad.
Yes, he is also older. How old is Ric Flair now?
Probably a lot of people's dad.
Well, he's that too. He has been struck by lightning and lived to tell about it. Like he is one of our favorite guests. Can we bring him back for the post game show, Mike? Or is that it? Like he feels like he's mad. It feels like
Ric Flair doesn't do a post game.
He's in game, man.
All right, Cody, what were your thoughts there? First of all, who won the back and forth between Magnus for Magnuson and Ric Flair?
I know Ken Patera lost.
I have to say the world's strongest man won. I mean, when you start dissing Pan American gold medals as well as Olympic bronze, you're on your game. You got to do more than that. You
know? I love that Magnus agreed with me. It's a bronze medal. Knock it off. Right. I don't have time. I'm the world's strongest man. The 2 years I finished as a runner-up in world's strongest man, I then won the next three because I finished in second.
So Magnus is Stugatz. The Stugatz is strong in Magnus. Win a gold and also Pan American Games. Do it in the Olympics. I mean, I love that.
The strong is strong in Magnus. It's not the Stugatz that's strong. It's the strong that's strong. It's like, I don't care about your piddly Ric Flair. Show me. Don't give me the world's strongest man in wrestling. Give me a Viking and give me somebody, a barbarian to fight against. Who would you prefer in a fight, Cody? Not in their prime. Who do you got in terms of a strong man or a bad man that you want in your corner headed into a brawl of any kind?
Well, Magnuson is actual strength in a way that Ric Flair is more of a...
Felicidades from the Dan Levantar Show on ESPN Radio.